If not today, when? Take a minute and run through your mind all of the reasons why you can't start today. The clothes need to be washed. You have to pick the kids up from practice. A big report is due in a few days. It's just a busy time of the year for me right now. The list could go on and on. You can always find a reason why you need to start tomorrow, a week from now, or 3 months from now. But the truth is, none of the reasons you come up with are good enough for you not to start today. How can I say this? First, you will always be able to come up with a list of reasons why it would be better to start sometime in the future than right now. Second, no matter when you begin, you will have to learn how to deal with situations in your life that are not optimal in helping you create and live a healthier and more active life. There will always be family responsibilities, like washing the clothes or picking the kids up from practice. You will always have outside demands from work, friends, and other organizations in your life. The trick is not trying to find a way to make them all go away, but finding a way to thrive with them in your life. Think about this. Why are you creating these roadblocks to keep you from starting today? Is it because your view of making the needed changes conjure up in your mind images of total reconstruction of your life? Do you look at someone else's quote-unquote successful diet and exercise program and see it as a major undertaking? If you do, you're not alone. Millions of people see things that way, and that's one of the major reasons why millions of people fail every year in creating a healthier and more active life for themselves. They fail because they try and live their lives with someone else's lifestyle, and no matter how great someone else's lifestyle is, at some point their life does not match up to the proposed lifestyle, and things begin to unravel. And when the unraveling begins, most people start beating themselves up for not living up to someone else's lifestyle. That can quickly turn into remembering all the other times they failed trying to adapt someone else's lifestyle to their life and chalk it up as yet another failed attempt. After that, one of two things happens. Either they sit back and wait for the next new thing and hope that it will be the silver bullet they are waiting for, or falsely resign themselves to the belief that a healthier and more active life is out of their reach. In creating a personalized health and wellness portfolio, we are not looking to take someone else's lifestyle and adapt it to your life. Rather, we are looking to create a healthier and more active lifestyle that adapts and grows with the real life you are living, not someone else's ideal for it. In order to succeed in creating an effective health and wellness portfolio, you're going to have to learn how to deal with the everyday changes in your life. And since those everyday changes happen every day, there's not a better day than today to start taking proactive steps and overcoming them. Since it is your life we are looking to recreate and build on, take a minute to see the life you want to build. The clearer the picture, the greater the likelihood is that you will be able to create it. Picture yourself looking and feeling the best you can imagine, and think of all the benefits of being the best you can be. Then think of the minimum number of days you are able to commit to some form of physical activity that will help you reach your goal. That may mean starting off 10 minutes twice a week, or 40 minutes four times a week. The time and the amount does not matter. What matters is that you commit to a realistic goal within your life and achieve 80% or better of that goal each week. You know your life better than anyone else. Don't try to fit someone else's ideal into your life just because you think you need to. Remember, we are creating a new life for you within your lifestyle, starting right now.